But just to end with one raid bite. And this is a part two to raid that we spoke about earlier in the week. So, in the beginning of the week, on Daf Dalet, we had the schus to talk a little bit about Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Halevi, the author of the Deiros HaRishonim, and his legendary Avoida, which in many ways was a Mesiras Nefesh, to counter a lot of the Haskalah and a lot of what the Yidden were dealing with in the late 19th century, early 20th century. And essentially what he did was, is he went and he wrote a history of the Jews, focusing on points that the Maskilim were chapping with, most notably the formation of the Talmud. Unbeknownst at the time, today, Chaf Ir is Rabbi Isaac Halevi's yard site. And I think it's kedai, therefore, to go now and do a part two, Sheyiyu, Sifsois of David Vice Bekefer. So one of the chidushim that we mention, that Rabbi Isaac Halevi makes a very big deal about, is that we're accustomed to thinking that who is the author of the Talmud Bavli? It was Ravina Ravashi. It's based on a Lashon HaGemara, Masechtes Bava Metziah, Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. But said Rabbi Isaac Halevi, that if you go through the process of the formation of the Talmud, from the Talmud itself, and you know which sugyas are dealing with Sidur HaShas, what you're going to realize is that there's another hero in the story that's going to emerge, and that is Rav Acha Berei Derava. Just to quote again from the Deiros HaRishonim, this is in Chelek Vav, it's page 80. Hurgalnu lachshav rakes ravina lo'imid al yad Rav Ashi u'misayeya b'sidur HaShas aval ha'ma'ayin yira ki levad shar chachomim sheyovay zichram u'porash asmaseyem b'chelek shal lefneze hinei omed al yodei Rav Acha Berei Derava al derech ze atzmoy she'omad imoy ravina v'yihi gam Rav Acha Berei Derava meho'odrim ha'rishonim ha'boinim be'echel Hashem asha'o Osku im Rav Ashiach. Incredible language from the authority on this sugya, the world leading expert. And that is that you'll see from the sugyas that deal with Sidur HaShas that Rav Acha Berei Derava is leipachas v'lo yoyser. He's oimed liad yeminoi, not on the left side, on the right side together with Ravina. Right? You could say Ravina's on the right side of Rav Ashi and Rav Acha Berei Derava is on the left side. But that's why we have to be medayik l'shoynei azov shal adayrus harishoynim. He's together with Ravina on the right, two right hands. One is Ravina, and the other one is Rav Acha Berei Derava. And we said that obviously this sheds an enormous amount of insight, just in terms of, first of all, who was Rav Acha Berei Derava? Additionally, all the different times in Shas where you're going to see Rav Acha Berei Derava, but specifically, Chulin Da Beza Mer Aleph, oh, Malay Rav Acha Berei Derava, the Rav Ashi. This is not just another conversation between two Amayram, but these are two Misadrei HaShas, and in real time we're being given access to a process that happened more than 1,500 years ago of how exactly the Amayram created this incredibly epic work that we know as the Talmud Bavli. So again, I don't think an Ar Chabura will ever look at Rav Acha Berei Derava the same as well. And Beis Hashem, we'll see, Rav Acha Berei Derava comes up so many times. Befrat, we said, Karev to 100 times, Amale Rav Acha Berei Derava to Rav Ashi. But the truth is, Rav Acha Berei Derava comes up even more times than that. You know why? If you look in the Sefer HaYuchsin, and I saw this in the Toldos Hanam Amiram as well for Rav Aaron Hyman, they both say that every single time you have Stam Rav Acha in Shas, Stam Rav Acha in Shas is Rav Acha Berei Derava. When was the last time we had Stam Rav Acha in Shas? Last Gemara that we just learned. The Gemara said, Sakin Trefa. This is not rehearsed. Pligi bar Rav Acha v'Ravina. It was a machloikis. Rav Acha and Ravina. Chad ama b'chamin v'chad ama b'tzoynin v'hilchas v'afil b'tzoynin. So we had a Rav Acha. We just learned Rav Acha b'Rei Derava. He was mentioned as Rav Acha, but it's Rav Acha b'Rei Derava. And we have a machloikis between Rav Acha and Ravina. Now I'm going to tell you something interesting. You have a machloikis between Rav Acha and Ravina. It's a chad ama. You don't know who said what. See, what do you usually do when you have a Gemara where there's a chad ama? You don't know who said what. So it's Pashi. You go. You pull out that very thin sefer, which is Mi'ata Kamus V'Roiva Eches, it's called Shei Moilam, and you figure out who said what. But for this Machloikis, that's really not what you're supposed to do. Grady has a lot of Torah on this. But over here, it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtas Psochem Daf Ayin Dalam Abayis. Incredible. The Gemara says like this, Umtza Beyi U'Mizriki. three sugyas that are rather chulin related, but not for now. Pligi bar Rav Acha v'Ravina, it was a machlekes Rav Acha v'Ravina, and then the Gemara says, as an aside, parenthetically, b'chol ha-teira kula, throughout the entire Torah, I mean throughout Shas, Rav Acha l'chumra v'Ravina l'kula. Rashi says, any single time you find in Shas a machlekes Rav Acha and Ravina, and you don't know who said what, zok the Gemara, you have to look in the Shem Olam. I'll tell you who said what. Rav Acha is always the one that's the machmer, Ravina is the mekel. So figure out who's the machmer, who's the mekel, you know who's going to said what. V'hilchazak Ravina l'kula. And I'll even tell you what the halach is. We always pass in like the Mekel, which again, if you assume Ravina is the Mekel, so we're always passing like Ravina. Levar mihani klas, with the exception of the aforementioned three, umtza beyi umizriki. Over there, Rav Acha l'kula, there's a little faplunted, Ravina l'chumra, v'ilchzak Rav Acha l'kula, v'ilchzak Rav Acha l'kula. So we always passing like the Mekel, right? That's the bottom line. In every single case, with the exception of three, the Mekel is Ravina, we're passing like Ravina, and those three cases, Rav Acha is the Mekel, were passing like Rav Acha. But this was an inyan that happened so often where there was a Mesaira. I know Rav Acha said one thing. I know Ravina said another thing. I don't know who said what. And as a result, we had to come on to a klal. By the way, our sugya conformed with that, right? Pligi bar Rav Acha v'Ravina, chadama v'chamin v'chadama b'tzoynin v'chusav v'lo b'tzoynin, right? And by the way, who's the one now that said b'chamin? We know it's Rav Acha. Who's the one that said b'tzoynin? It's Ravina. Because Rav Acha is always the machmer. Ravina is the maker, with the exception of those three. And the Gemara takam paskin v'chusav b'tzoynin. The Gemara paskin like the maker. It stems with psachim ayin dalad on the base. But here's the bottom line. You learned this. Okay, so there must have been confusion. Rav Acha, Ravina. Why would people have confused Rav Acha, Ravina? I have no idea. I don't know. This is not my Indian. Let me look up the Deiris HaRishonim. That would have been a good move. Because if you look up the Deiris HaRishonim, it doesn't say this, but it's Poshit, this is what's going on over here. It goes Rav Acha Ravina, they're both standing on the right side of Ravashi. So is it this right-hand man of Ravashi? Was it that right-hand man of Ravashi? Again, Rav Acha Stam is Rav Acha Berei Derava, and he is literally embedded together with Ravina and Sazam with Ravashi. Their roles are mamish one and the same. Hence, you had this confusion of Rav Acha Ravina, Chadamar, Chadamar. Again, it just adds so much color and so much light to this Ravina and Rav Acha. I think it's mamish pilei ployim. But there's an obvious question then that needs to be asked. And that is that if Rav Acha Brei Derava is Oymed Liyad Yiminshal Ravashi, literally together with Ravina, so why is it Ravina v'Ravashi Soifeira? Why is Rav Acha Brei Derava forgotten? Why is the legacy of Ravina as being the shutif of Rav Ashi, and somehow, Rav Acha Berei Derava, until this week, at least amongst our friends, was completely forgotten? It feels like Ravina must have contributed something that Rav Acha Berei Derava didn't, because if they're literally shava b'shava, then it's just not fair. Why is it Ravina v'Rav Ashi? And why is it not Ravina, Rav Ashi, and Rav Acha Berei Derava? So the truth is, I'll tell you something very interesting. When we say the Ravina, Rav Ashi were the ones that wrote the Talmud, so we're accustomed to thinking there's Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi had the Ravina. Ravina, Rav Ashi talked throughout Shas. By the way, just if you know the background, Rav Ashi was older than Ravina, but Ravina was a Talmud of Rav Ashi, and the Gemara says in Erev and Samach Gimel that Ravina was a Talmud chaver of Rav Ashi in the Sugya Meir Alach B'fnei Rabbi, but the bottom line is that it's Ravina, Rav Ashi who lived together, they're contemporaries, and they worked on the Talmud Bavli, and this is the Ravina, Rav Ashi, Sefer Ra, Pashut, right? Of course that's the way it is. It's actually not so pashut. Rav Shri Ragoyan, in his famous Igeres, he talks about the Chesimus HaTalmud and how it went about. And Rav Shri Ragoyan says something that at face value is maveldik. Rav Shri Ragoyan says Rav Ashi is the one that wrote the Talmud. However, even after Rav Ashi passed away, the Gemara was still being written, Kiyodua, and it didn't complete 100% in the times of Rav Ashi. It went weiter. And he goes and he traces what went afterwards. I'll just read a few excerpts. Achrei Rav Ashi, after Rav Ashi, Molach b'Masa Mechassi Rav Yemer. Rav Yemer took over for Rav Ashi and Masa Mechassi. That was Asre, the Mar of Rav Ashi. Acharav, Molach Rav Idi Barabin. Acharav, Molach Rav Nachman ben Rav Huna. After him came Mar Rav Ashi. After him came Rabba Toisva. And then after that, B'yoyim Revi'i Yud Gimel B'Kislev Shnaz Dalet Alof and Reish Samach Nifter Rabbeinu Avina B'noy Shal Rav Huna Hu Rav Vina V'hu Soif Hayra. Says Rav Shira Goyin in the Geres, you want to know who the Rav Vina that Soif Hayra is? Ayin Bava Metzia Pei Bava Menalf. It's a whole different Rav Vina. It's not the Rav Vina that's talking to Rav Ashi. This Rav Vina is older than Rav Ashi, and if you do the math, he passes away almost 100 years after Rav Ashi. So obviously, he's a completely different person. A bezok Rav Shira Goyin, that when we say Rav Vina, Rav Ashi was Seifeira, we're not even discussing two contemporaries. It's fascinating. That Rav Vina, who's together with Rav Ashi, is not the Rav Vina that's Seifeira. It's a different Rav Vina, and he was also Chais in the Talmud, because there was a whole new edition, right, the second edition, Madura, whatever. And he was the one that put out the new one with the fancy, glossy everything. And he gets credit, he goes down in history as being together with Rav Ashi. To appreciate this a little bit better, we have to know not all Ravinas in Chas are the same person. Tosis says there were two Ravinas, and if you go through these sugis of Seydat, Darius, and Tal Dasanam, Valmiram, what emerges is there were either three or four Ravinas. There were many Ravinas. Not all the Ravinas are the same person. You have Ravinas being one of the early Amiram, then you have the Ravina with Rav Ashi. Here's a Ravina that lived years after Rav Ashi. But the bottom line is, this Ravina of the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Pei Vav, thus is nisht the Ravina that's oymed liyadim in Rav Ashi. That Ravina is part of Rav Ashi. When we say Rav Ashi was the one that was chayis at the Talmud, we don't just mean Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is the chief editor, but it's Rav Ashi and his team. It's Rav Ashi and his staff. It's Rav Ashi and his Chavraya Kedisha. Yeah, Roisham is Ravina. Oh, by the way, now we know Roisham is also Rav Achim Reid Rov. Why did Ravina not get the shout out? That Ravina, that got the shout out for Ravina. So Shaykh, it's a different Ravina. If that Ravina, Unzer Ravina, was getting the shout out, would have maybe said Ravina, Rav Achim Reid Rov. Mechtesinat, Kushya Meikar Alessa. If you know this, Nigeris from Shira Goyim, so you know the Kasha, Hype Nishtun. It doesn't even start. Now, the reason this is not such a satisfactory answer is because this Mahalach of Rav Shira Goyin in who Ravina was is very, very mechudash. And if you look at the Rambam in his Akdamat Yad Chazaka, Rambam says clearly that the Ravina Rav Ashi that was Seifeira is the Ravina who was together with Rav Ashi. In fact, the Rambam says that after Rav Ashi was Nifta Marbury, the Rav Ashi took over and he was Mamish Chais in the Talmud. So again, it happened in steps for sure, but it's not some later Ravina. It's this Ravina. And if that's the case, Hadru Kushi Luduchte, if it's Ravina, as in Rav Ashi's Ravina. Why Ravina? Why not Rav Achim Reid Rov? So maybe we could just say one ha'ar and we're going to end with this. And that is, we once talked about the unsung hero of the Mishnah. And that was Rav Nosson HaBavli. That same Gemara, Bava Metzia Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, that says Rav Ashi v'Ravina Soif Hayra, it says the line right before that, Rebbe v'Rav Nosson Soif Mishnah. Rashi says that Rebbe and Rav Nosson together, they wrote the Mishnahs. Now everybody knows who wrote the Mishnah, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. So how in the world was Rav Nosson HaBavli so forgotten? It's unbelievable. And by the way, what did he do? I mean, we know what Rebbe did. Rambam is Meirich in his Akdama to the Yad Chazaka. I mean, everyone knows this. So what exactly was Rav Nosson HaBavli's role that he somehow becomes the shutif, the silent partner, literally, of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi? So we mentioned from Rabbi Reuven Margolis, in his Margolis Hayam, Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, he says something brilliant. He says that he believes Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi lived in Eretz Yisrael. But the Rambam is very Meirich, and he says that when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote the Mishnah, he was Mekabetz all the Chachamim, and he was Mekabetz all the different Mishnayos and the Braises, because he wanted to have the entirety of Teresh Shabbat Peh in front of him. And then, once he had that, he went and he did his job, Libun Achar Libun, pun intended, and then he went and he came out with the finished product that we know today as the Mishnah. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, living in Eretz Yisrael, really only had access to half of the Messiah. Because we know that Klal Yisrael was really divided into two groups. There were the Yidden that were living in Eretz Yisrael, and there were the Yidden that were living in Bavel. How did he get access to the Yidden that were living in Bavel? Says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, Lulei de Mistafina, it could be he got that through Rabbi Nosson HaBavli. And by the way, that's why it's Rabbi Nosson, from all the Tanam he picked, it's because he was the Bavli. He was a Babylonian, and he needed a point person in Bavel to be able to assist them with this avoida. Because remember, half the Yidden are here and half the Yidden are there, so to speak. And as a result, he needed somebody in Bavel to be able to assist him. And that's the legacy of Rav Nosson HaBavli. Avada, this Rav Yehuda Nosi's project. Abul Amaisa, he's the CEO of the Babylonian chapter of this avoida. And as a result, he goes down in history as Rebbe V'Rav Nosson Soif Mishnah. In that same piece, Rav Ruvim Margolis, it's Enei Rochek Loimar, that the reason Rav Ashi had Ravina working together with him on the Talmud Bavli is because everybody knows that Rav Ashi lived in Masa Mechassi, lived in Bavli. You know where Ravina was? Ravina was in Eitzisul de Gayid. He was at Yerushalayim Ayid. That's where he came. Probably from the Galil. But he was in Eretz Yisrael de Gayid. Not going there now. But he was in Eretz Yisrael de Gayid. And he too assisted Rav Ashi in the same way Rav Nosson HaBavli assisted Rebbe. And ultimately he was the one that was Mekabetz. He was the one that brought all the different halachas from Eretz Yisrael to Rav Ashi. So like this, Rav Ashi had access to everything that he had. You know, Toich Tvarv, in this piece, Ruvim Margolis says something brilliant. He says that we know whenever there's a machlokes between the Talmud Bavli and the Talmud Yerushalmi, we paskin like the Talmud Bavli. So why are we paskin like the Talmud Bavli? And the Talmud Bavli is Ravina Rav Ashi. You know what the Talmud Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yochanan. So how's it possible? Halach is always like Rabbi Yochanan. So how could it be that we paskin like the Talmud Bavli over the Talmud Yerushalmi? L'chayru was supposed to paskin like the Talmud Yerushalmi, or Mehechet Tesi. Why should it be the Bavli over the Yerushalmi? So, Rav Margolis, I think it's because when the Talmud Bavli was composed, they had the Torah from Eretz Yisrael, and they had the Torah from Bavel. It was Rav Ashi's Chiddush that he went ahead, and he had a side person. He had Ravina working for him, who brought all the Shmuis from Eretz Yisrael. Being that you had the Torah from Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, all the Torah was included, and therefore, it was more chashuv that the Talmud Yerushalmi that all the Torah came from Babel Teretz Yisrael, and that's the maila that the Talmud Bavli had over the Talmud Yerushalmi. The truth is, Rav Margolis doesn't say this, there's a riff. The riff happens to be Masechtas Erevin. It's tucked away from all places. The riff addresses this shaila. Why do we always paskin like Talmud Bavli over Talmud Yerushalmi? And the riff says because the Talmud Bavli was written after the Talmud Yerushalmi. It was over 100 years later. And because it was later, we know when it comes to halach, you always go basa the basra. But what's the oimek? Why do you always go basa the basra? You go basa the basra because you assume whatever was later already took everything prior into account. That's what's going on here. The Talmud Bavli had access to the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Talmud Yerushalmi never had a Talmud Bavli. And where did the Talmud Bavli get access to the Talmud Yerushalmi? Zok Rav Ruvim Margolis, this is his Chiddush. It came from Ravina. Ravina was from Eretz Yisrael. By the way, just to bring out the point a little bit better, there's a tshuva from the Chavis Yoh that we've mentioned many times over the years. It's in Simin Tzadik Dalet, where he goes through his Klali Apsak. So it's not a sefer, it's only a tshuva, but it's mamish a sefer in the world of Klali Apsak. Simin Tzadik Dalet and Chavis Yoh. And the Chavis Yoh, one of the great poskim, said that whenever there's a machlokes Ravina Rav Ashi, we pass like Ravina. Ravina over Rav Ashi? Yes. He says, why? Because Ravina came from Eretz Yisrael, Rav Ashi came from Bavel, and Avira de Eretz Yisrael machim. And it's for that reason we pass like Ravina. Ravina is an Eretz Yisrael de Geyid. Rav Ashi was a Babylonian Yid. Rav Ashi needed someone from Eretz Yisrael, just like Rav Yehuda Nosi needed somebody from Bavel. Rav Yehuda Nosi had Rav Nosson HaBavli, and Rav Ashi had Ravina the Eretz Yisraeli. That's the flip side. But if that's the case, maybe that's the oimek. Maybe that's the pshat. Why Ravina gets the disproportionate shout out? Why is he the one that's on the pedestal? At the end of the day, it's Ravina and it's Rav Acha Brei de Rava. So Mehechet Tesi, it should be Ravina more than Rav Acha Brei de Rava. The teretz is in terms of Sidra Shas, in the Amalei Ravina le Rav Ashi versus the Amalei Rav Acha Brei de Rava le Rav Ashi. I guess we could do a statistical analysis. But at the end of the day, Zok the Teretz Harishainim, Zok the Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Alevi, I did the analysis for you. I'm telling you, it's mamish the same. There's no chilek whatsoever. But there was one element that Ravina brought to the table that Rav Acha Brei de Rava didn't. That element was he was the one that was mekabetz the Torah from the land of Eretz Yisrael, which was not a dover cotton, because that's the reason we paskin like Talmud Bavli over Talmud Yerushalmi. And just like you see, that's what gave Rav Nosson HaBavli the schus to go down as Rebbe and Rav Nosson. Well, that would have given Ravina the schus to go down. That would have given Ravina the schus to go down as Rav Ashi and Ravina being Seifaira. But just to end, and that is, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, it's also Gemara in Gittin Nun Tes Amid Aleph, the Gemara discusses over there all the people that were Torah v'gedula b'makam echad. And the Gemara says, Mi mois Moshe v'ad Rebbe lo'im matzinu Torah v'gedula b'makam echad, u'mi mois Rebbe v'ad Rav Ashi Le'matzinu Torah v'gdula b'makom echad. So who are the three tzaddikim that were Torah v'gdula b'makom echad? It's Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, and Rav Ashi. The Teres Chaim in Sanhedrin Lamed Vav Amud Aleph says that why was it Moshe, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, and Rav Ashi? He said because Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah Shebiksav, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi gave us the Mishnah, and Rav Ashi gave us the Talmud. He gave us the Gemara. And in order for someone to be able to embark on such a project, obviously he needed Torah, but he also needed Gedula, because he had to be Mekabetz, he had to be Malakit, he had to bring things from all over the world. The Avodah of writing the Mishnah required Torah of Gedula Makom Echad. That's why Moshe Vad Rebbe Loi Matzino. Rebbe was someone that needed it. And then again, it wasn't something that had to happen until the Talmud was going to be written. And who wrote the Talmud? Rav Ashi. And that's why Moshe Rebbe Vad Rav Ashi again Loi Matzino Torah of Gedula Makom Echad. You know who said this memra? Moshe Rebbe Vad Rav Ashi. The second half of this memra Loi Matzino Torah V'Gedula Makom Echad. You open a Gemara, Gittin Daf Nun Tesa Med Aleph. It's Omer Rav Acha Berei De Rava. Afani Yomer, Ich Zog, Mi Mois Rebbe Vad Rav Ashi, Loi Matzinu Tayr Malkam Echad. The Gemara had previously said Mi Mois Moshe Vad Rebbe. Rav Acha Berei De Rava was a contemporary Rav Ashi. Rav Acha Berei De Rava, who was part and parcel of this Avoida of the Seder Ashas. Rav Acha Berei De Rava says, I had a seat at the table. I had a view of Rav Ashi from his left side. I was Yad Yaminoi. I was looking at him from that angle. And I saw that what Rebbe had, Rav Ashi also had. I saw the Torah v'gedula b'makom echad. I saw it play itself out like the Teres Chaim said in Seder Ashas. This is another example of where you can't look at Rav Acha Berei De Rava the same way again. And Rav Acha Berei De Rava giving us this insight. He is the Mara d'Shmaita of Mimois Rebbe v'ad Rav Ashi loy matzinu Torah v'gedula b'makom echad.